grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Two texts, St. Mark chapter 8, verse 4 from the Gospel for this day. And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And from St. John chapter 6, verses 48 and 51, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." In the Gospel read on this Lord's Day, we have St. Mark's account of the Lord Jesus feeding 4,000 people with 7 loaves and a few fish in a desolate place. Mark doesn't tell us precisely where that was. He just tells us that it was a desolate place, that the large crowd had been with Jesus for 3 days, and that the food they'd brought with them had run out, and that Jesus was unwilling to send them away hungry because some of them had come a very long way to hear him. Jesus says, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way because some of them have come from far away." Jesus has compassion on the crowd there in that desolate place. He provides for their hunger by a miracle of divine love and divine power. He takes a scant 7 loaves and a few fish and multiplies them to satisfy the hunger of thousands. He, in fact, provides so lavishly that when all of them had eaten, his disciples take up 7 baskets full of the fragments that were left over. You, of course, remember that on another occasion, the Savior multiplied a scant 5 loaves and 2 small fish to feed the 5,000. In doing all this, Jesus fulfilled the expectation of the people of Israel who believed that when the Messiah came into the world, there would be a miraculous feeding, just like the miraculous feeding of the people of Israel when, after their deliverance from Egypt, they sojourned for 40 years in the desolate wilderness. And so when Jesus miraculously feeds the large throng in a desolate place, this is a sign that he is in fact the long-awaited Messiah and is himself the living bread come down from heaven. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." And how fitting it is that in God's providence, the Lord Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem. The name Bethlehem means house of bread. So the one who is the bread from heaven is born in the house of bread and feeds the vast throng in the wilderness with bread. In all of this, we see a fulfillment of God's truly loving purpose for the fallen and dying world. But this fulfillment in those miraculous feedings only pointed forward to an even greater fulfillment yet to come. The feeding of the 4,000 and the feeding of the 5,000 were miracles, to be sure. But even greater is the miracle which takes place in that Holy Supper, which Christ gave to his church in the upper room on the night when he was betrayed, a miracle of divine love and power, which continues without ceasing until he finally comes again in glory. Those feeding miracles were miracles of divine power and of divine love. The Holy Supper is also a miracle of divine power and a miracle of divine love. Saint John tells us that the eternal Son of God is the one through whom all things were made. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Son is the maker of all things, also of the wheat and the grapes, which, having become bread and wine, by his divine power, he makes to be for us his holy body and precious blood. Only God can do that, and the Lord Jesus is God, from everlasting to everlasting. But he is not only the Lord of divine power, he is also the Lord of divine love. And in his Holy Supper, he feeds our hungry spirits with heavenly food. And just as the Lord Jesus so long ago spoke to the crowds in that desolate place, so he continues to speak to us today. So like the crowd in that desolate place, we hear him speaking through his word. And like the crowd in that desolate place, we are fed with food for our journey through all the desolate places of this present life to the heavenly fatherland. Can anyone doubt, as we look honestly at the world we live in, that we can most certainly say, this is a desolate place. This is a desolate place. For wherever we look, we see the ravages of sin, of terrible selfishness and indifference, of hatred and hostility, of cruelty and brutality. The Lord Jesus saw the crowd in that desolate place, and he had compassion on them. He didn't just leave them to fend for themselves, but himself supplied the need of thousands with the scant 7 loaves and a few fish. When you and I consider the vastness of human need, I think we can so easily be overwhelmed with a sense of futility. But the same loving Lord who used such scant provisions there in that desolate place can also use us as the instruments of his truly loving purpose. To be sure, none of us here this morning finds himself in the position of vast power and influence. But we mustn't let that fact paralyze us and discourage us from doing what we can in fact do in our own circumstances in life. And not only doing, but also constantly praying for all who suffer in so many ways in all the desolate places of life. The Lord has commanded us so to pray and has promised to hear us. At every divine service, we in fact do that in the prayer for the whole church and for the whole world. And that Sunday prayer should be a pattern for our prayers the whole week long. Because in doing that, we reach out in compassion to all who find themselves in desolate places. I love the words of John Keble's hymn, "Help us, O Lord, both this and every day to live more nearly as we pray. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen."